Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill.
What do you think, Jimmy G? Do I have a future?
Oh, yeah, we do. A very bright future.
Good morning, Jefferson. This is Terry R. and Jimmy G. coming to you live from the Liberty Center, Center of Jefferson. How y'all doing? Well, we've got a few announcements to start off with, but I've got my co-host here, Jimmy G. So what's going on in your life, buddy?
I'm just here as part of the educational process that I'm going through. You know, I've learned a lot since we started listening to this show. Me and my wife have, I think, only missed two shows ever since this show was started.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, when they talk about sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, foaming his mustache, that describes both of us, folks.
That's right.
That does describe both of us. They must have seen us somewhere. Anyway, got a few announcements here to start off. First of all, if you haven't gone yet, there's a gun show happening right now at the Holiday Inn Convention Center at 1900 Hilltop Drive. And the admission is $7. Children under 12 are free. If they're accompanied by an adult. So it's a great show going on there. It goes today from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., so head on out there. And we still can buy ammo at this point without any restriction. So that's going to be a really, really neat thing that that we have going here, and hopefully we'll get folks out there today.
And they have some cool raffles, too.
Really good raffles. A gun safe? What else was there, Jimmy?
They had a Henry 22.
Oh, yeah.
And there's some young ladies out there raising money for their softball team, and they have a Benelli shotgun, a 270 rifle, a 9mm shield, Smith & Wesson shield, and another pistol. I forgot what it was, but when I got home, from the show, and I told my wife about the Henry, and she made me go back and get some tickets.
I love her. Kelly.
I love her.
That's awesome. My wife told me to go get that gun. You married up, buddy. You married up. No question about it. Anyway, we also have a business expo happening on March the 9th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 23181 Chard Avenue in Gerber, California. It's a free event. There'll be local businesses out there that support Jefferson. There's going to be all kinds of fun events going on. There'll be food vendors. And they are going to have a door prize. It's a Rogue six-string electric bass guitar. It's a beautiful wood grain with a hard case, just a gorgeous electric guitar, a collector's item, unless you're a bass player.
That'd be a good jazz bass, too, six strings.
Oh, okay. Do you play music?
I used to be a drummer a long time ago.
Were you?
Yeah. I put out an album. It was in a movie through Lionsgate's film, and we put out an album.
Really?
And, you know, a lot of albums go platinum or gold or silver.
Yeah.
Ours went 10. They just cut the top off a coffee can and stretched it. I got to hang in my living room right now.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I used to play a little music. I actually sang with Santana's drummer, Mike Shreve.
Are you kidding me?
No.
He went to my high school, Sequoia High School.
Yeah. I went to Woodside High School.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Mike Shreve was a good friend of mine.
My dad wants his lantern back, too.
What a great drummer.
Oh my gosh.
You know how he got that gig? I know I'm getting off the subject, but it is kind of fun.
No.
He got that gig by going up to Carlos Santana and saying, I'm better than the drummer you have.
Wow.
And he was.
Oh, he was a shredder. Anyway.
Kind of like Babe Ruth. You know, Babe Ruth, what did he say? If you can do it ain't bragging.
Right.
Yeah. Getting back to the business expo. Boy, we got into that just off a bass guitar.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Anyway, it's going to be at 23181 Chard Avenue, Gerber, California. And it is a free event, folks. We, you know, come out there and support the Jefferson businesses that support us. It'll be a lot of fun. A lot of great raffle items, all kinds of great things going on. And if you're a vendor and you want to get a space there, the vendor spaces are 10 by 10. They're only $50, and you have to donate something for the silent auction. If you want information on that, you can call 530-833-0265. That's 530-833-0265, and that would be Patty Smith. And again, this is March the 9th, 11 to 5 p.m., Business Expo, 23181 Chard Avenue, Gerber, California, Monday night at 2370. Is it 2570, isn't it? I'm getting my threes and my fives mixed up.
I just know it by looks.
2570. Yeah, we know it by looks, too. It looks like, kind of looks like a church.
I'm like a homing pigeon. I just go to.
It does. And I'm getting a look from Ashley. Uh-oh. I'm not mentioning any names, Ashley. Mum's the word.
I noticed.
Mum's the word. 2570 South Montague Road. At 6 o'clock, we will be having the great candidate debate.
I can't wait for that.
Mm-hmm. At Senate District 1. And this is for all you folks out there. You know, everyone in Shasta County should be at that debate. This is your senator. This is one of these people most likely are going to be your senator. And they'll be out there debating. Janet Chandler will be hosting it, and she'll be asking the questions. I get the great job of being the timer, which means I get to hold up yellow to tell them they have 15 seconds left, and then red when they're done speaking to answer any question that's asked of them. I'm not sure what I do after that. I mean, I've had suggestions from people like Round Mountain Bob. You can imagine what that is. But
bring an air horn.
Or from Kelly, from Jimmy's wife, if you know what I mean. So they have different suggestions of what we could do to these guys if they don't stop after the time allotted to answer the question. But seriously, I think it's going to be a great debate. Come on out and look at that. Now, Sally played a video for me and a song for me just before we left. And it was based off the song Do Not Apologize, I think. That would have been the name of the song that they based this off of. And it's about the American Revolution, and it's just amazing. The video is amazing. I'm going to have her play that, as a matter of fact, just before the debate. It's just an absolute amazing video. So what I want to do is I want to read something. There are times in the history of men when political discourse leads to a separation of two people. We, the people of the state of Jefferson, do not desire separation out of enmity. For in the case of enmity, we hold none toward any man, woman, race, or creed. We must separate in the name of representation, the last barrier standing between the people and tyranny. Tyranny, however well-intentioned, is nonetheless repugnant. Our safety, our security concerns us not. Liberty is at risk. Liberty gives urgent voice to our demand for representation. Representation must reflect our needs, our history, our culture, and our moral imperative. Our inalienable rights of life, liberty, and property are foremost. These are the liberties the people of Jefferson hold most dear. The preservation of our natural inalienable rights compels us to establish the state of Jefferson. We, the people, direct our representatives now and forever that the intent and meaning of this Constitution shall always be adjudicated to the protection of life, liberty, and property of and for the people of the state of Jefferson. With this state Constitution, it is our humble prayer to Almighty God to secure liberty for our posterity. Written by Mark Baird. That will be the preamble of the Constitution coming soon. Anyway, with that, I would like to go off to our first break. And, Jimmy, you know what? Time has come.
For 51.
Freedom, we even got in guns. We believe in working hard till the working day is done. Teach your children to follow their hearts, teach them right from wrong. One day this will be their land, and this will be their song, yeah.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
We protect our own, now hear our battle cry. Sing it, sing it, sing it with me one time now.
Sing it, Jefferson. Number 51.
We believe in freedom, believe in God and guns. We believe in working hard till the working day's done. Teach the children to follow the heart, teach them right and wrong. One day this will be their land, this will be their song.
State of Jefferson.
Is that the Cripple Creek Band? I believe so.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I thought it was Kid Rock when I first heard it.
Is she?
Not really. The singer very sounds cool. Like Kid Rock.
Ashley, who is that?
I'm looking. The file doesn't have a name on it yet.
I think somebody told me it was a Cripple Creek Band.
I know one of ours is the Cripple Creek Band. I'm not sure which it is.
Sally probably tell you in the chat room.
Right.
All
right,
I'll keep an eye.
So, yeah, we are broadcasting FM, too, aren't we, Ashley?
We are. We're on 96.5 and 1460 AM.
You have that, wow. You have that deep FM voice, Terry.
What's Whoa. That?
You have that deep FM voice.
Do I?
The resonated FM.
I suppose.
Barry White sounding
oh,
voice.
Really? Yeah. Anyway, we were discussing something last week that I kind of want to bring up a little bit. And, you know, during the Revolutionary War, the parsons and pastors were the leaders of the militias, and they were the leaders of the companies of the different battalions. They led men into battle. They mentored men. And they understood that liberty needed to be bought at whatever the cost, and that liberty is a gift from God. And I wonder where a lot of the churches are now. And it's not just the pastors, it's the people of the church. You know, we've got the silent majority right now, Jimmy, and we have a lot of people that are out there that don't participate or don't get engaged for one reason or the other. But the point is that at what point are the pastors and is the Christian community going to step up? And to me, that's a real concern. I was talking to a friend this week, and he was talking to his pastor here in Reading, who meets with, I want to say, 8 or 9 other pastors. And there's a thought process going around, and I had mentioned this, in fact, to my friend Dave Bryant, who's a pastor down at Glad Tidings Church in Yuba City. And that is, why don't we have something called Pastors in Politics? Pastors in Politics, just a meeting to where, where do we stand here? Where does the Christian community stand? Well, I know a lot of the people I know in the moral majority stand for liberty, of course. But the pastors have to lead that way. Instead of being worried about who they're going to offend, you need to stand up for laws that are illegal, immoral, and against God's laws. And if you're being charged taxes to pay for those illegal activities, those unlawful activities, is that right? Should you be? I mean, should you be? That's the question out there. If anybody out there wants to comment on any of this, it's 605-4567, 605-4567. What do you say, you, Jimmy G?
I'm surprised California hasn't started taxing the churches.
They want to.
And with the criminal and debaucherous atmosphere that California seemed to embrace, I'm surprised that, yes, more pastors haven't come out in support of the state of Jefferson.
I'm surprised that they haven't come out from the pulpit and talked about the late-term abortion issue. What is it? I mean, you can abort up until they're 25 years old.
You can't kill a puppy.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that there's just so much frustration going on with folks that things are tough. You look at the average family. I mean, Jimmy, you kind of fit in this category. You did maybe not so long ago, where you've got kids at home. You get your wife is doing what she needs to do. You're working. All this stuff's going on. You've got homework. You've got all this stuff. And, maybe you get to church, and that's about the only time you're ever going to hear the truth anywhere, the way that society is and the way that the news media is. So if the pastors aren't out there exhorting people, encouraging people, and talking about the truth and talking about liberty and talking about standing up for their God-given rights, then, who's going to do it? Now, we've got a couple people on the line. We've got Kimasabi. You're there. How are you, sir?
Oh, pretty good. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing all right. I'm here with Jimmy G, and we are excited about heading for the gun show later, which I know you would be if you were here.
Well, Cindy and I are on the ranch, and we're just living the dream today.
Hey, this might be off topic, Mark, but I did a job in Aetna, and we took the back way through Callahan, and I seen the biggest golden eagles I've ever seen in my life. Have you seen those?
Yeah, we have a couple of pair that work the valley where the ranch is, and bald eagles as well. So yeah, we have a pretty good population of eagles up here.
Hey, what do you guys think about when the state of Jefferson happens, if the official animal is the Jefferson Badger?
Yeah, I like that. That's pretty good. I think we need something. We need some warning to our neighbors that they want to come and take our stuff. It's going to be a fight.
Yep, that's right. Don't poke the badger.
We're going to stay with us, Mark. We're going to bring on Bob. Bob, what you got, buddy? What you got, Bob? Bob, you have a radio on or something?
Yeah, I'll back it down.
Anyway,
I talked again last week to a couple of pastors, and from what I understand, as pastors are brand new, learning their trade and stuff in schools and things, and going up, they don't teach them this liberty anymore. They don't teach them to speak out. They only tell them to talk about the Bible. And a lot of that is even gone by the wayside of how they teach the Bible. So to get them to come out and speak about things we'd like them to speak about, our liberty, our freedom, stuff like that. Most of them are scared to death to say anything.
Well, apparently they haven't read the Book of John.
Well, I don't know what they read or don't read, but they have become extremely liberal, most pastors.
Hmm. Okay, my friend. Well, thank you very much. And I guess I'll probably see you in a while. I'm sure you're either at the gun show or headed there, aren't you?
Well, I'm headed to church. I'm sitting outside of church. The program ends when I go in. So.
Okay, anyway, say hi to Terry Oxley out there. Good man, real patriot, and one of the pastors who's standing up for the right thing. Too bad they're more.
Yes, he
more
does.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you, Terry.
All right, brother.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Kemosabe. So you can see the thread that is sort of going through the program today, and I know you've mentioned it several times about the moral majority not standing up. What's a user?
Well, it's easy to see. I mean, if you don't separate yourself from the crowd, if you don't stand up for the things you believe in, if you don't fight for the things you believe in, then those things will be taken from you. Anybody that reads history should know that. Anyone that has eyes in their head and ears to hear with should know that. I mean, look at the things that are happening in the state of California. You have that little idiot Ocasio-Cortez in Congress, and she has the Green New Deal where we're going to get rid of all normal forms of power and get rid of airplanes and get rid of cows and get rid of this and get rid of that. And we'll save the world by providing social justice and equal outcomes and free stuff. And everybody laughs at her. They think she's a silly little goof who somehow won an election with 11,000 votes in her district out of 780,000 people who should have voted, or maybe I don't know what the percentage is in her district, but you know what I mean. And then look at the state of California. I mean, they're going to go totally green energy by 2040, was it? And I compare that to South Australia that went to totally green energy, and they have rolling brownouts and rolling blackouts, and everybody was so mad about it that they kicked out the Prime Minister of South Australia, and they elected a new one, and now they're building some gas-fired power plants to supplant the so that they'll have energy when the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine. We have an idiot for a governor who believes that hydroelectric power is not a renewable resource. We have an idiot for a governor who believes in getting rid of cows because they pass gas. We have an idiot for a governor who will open the southern border to everyone, anyone, who cares, doesn't matter. We don't want to know who you are. We don't care how you get here. We don't care who you are. We don't care what your criminal history is, what your past is, what your motives are. In fact, we don't even know them because we don't want to know who you are when you come in. But after you get here, you get a driver's license, free in-state tuition, medical care for all your children until they're 26 years old. Access to public services paid for by taxpayers, whether you pay taxes or not. So everyone is laughing at the idiot woman in Washington, D.C., but we have a governor that's worse than she is because he has the power to do those things with his gang of crooks and in the Assembly and the Senate. And then we have people who are running for state Senate who are supposedly conservatives, and yet they are so timid and so tepid that they will not stand out from the crowd and say, I will fight until I am dead to stop these crimes and to stop this illegitimate government from stripping the people of their inalienable rights. They stand there and say, well, you know, I've got to reach across the aisle, or, well, I'm only one guy, what can I do? Or, oh, I'm out there swinging for you. Or, oh, we need more representation, so we'll just rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic. You know, look, folks, you get what you pay for. And if you're not willing to stand up for something, why on earth would you expect someone in a public position to do it for you?
Well, that's well put.
Even if these guys were good men, how can you expect them to carry the water for everybody if you won't even help them?
Yeah, that's well put. We're going to have to go off to a break here real quick. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this. I mean, you really hit the nail on the head with that. Also, I want to talk about our debate a little bit and the apathy that this happened just on a voting situation. I know you've got some strong feelings about that. Anyway, my good friend, we will be back after the break. So, folks, if you have any questions for Mark or you have any questions for us, 605-4567, 605-4567, and time has come.
For 51.
Calling south and north together, calling west and east together, calling all the clan together, brother come brother. Can't afford to be a bit of sleeping. Can't you see the reaper reaping? Brothers come a running. Never mind the shells are flying.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
That's right, it's that time of the year again. The National Wild Turkey Foundation's annual banquet at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Tickets are only $65 for a single and $120 for a couple. Or why not sponsor a table? That's right, March 9th. Doors open at 4:30. For more info and tickets, call Jolene at 604-6554. The National Wild Turkey Foundation banquet at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Join us and help save the habitat, save the hunt.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
Brother, come a running. Come a running fast, come a running hard. I'm running for all you worth. Come a running through the gate.
Name of that song is what? Gather the Clans? Is that the name of that song?
Calling all the clans together.
Calling all the clans together. There's a subliminal message there for you, Kemosabe, and also for Mad Dog, also for Jimmy G, also for Terry G, also for Rally Sally, also for the commander of the South, Stonewall. Anyway, there's a subliminal message which you'll hear soon. Anyway, messages, announcements. On March the 7th at 8:45 a.m., there'll be a breakfast for the veterans at the Parsons Elementary School in Reading. That's March the 7th at 8:45 a.m. for the veterans, and that's at Parsons Elementary School. And also, I want to we want to certainly recognize our good friend and co-host here, Wynn Carpenter. Wynn's been under the weather. He's getting better. It's just that we don't have a cough button here.
Yet.
And if we had the cough button, you probably would. Wynn was coughing so much, it was almost like there was no talking, just coughing. But anyway, he's getting better. He's on the mend, and we love you, brother, and can't wait for you to come back. So with that, Jimmy's got a couple of things there, and Kemosabe, he's going to want your response on them. Here you go, Jimmy.
Yeah, real quick, there really is a species of badger called the Jefferson badger. It's an actual species of badger. Number two, I'd like somebody to ask OAC if she thinks that cows are so detrimental and having such a terrible impact on the atmosphere and the, you know.
The flagellant.
Yeah, what about, yeah, the flagellants of cows. What What does she have to say about the tens of millions of buffalo that used to roam across the plains? Did they kill the mammoths? I don't know. What do you think, Mark?
Well, I mean, people have confronted her on some of these idiotic statements she's made. Now, of course, as well, I really didn't mean that. You knew what I meant, and it's just a way to remake the world in my image, and I mean, in the democratic socialist image, and I didn't really mean we could get rid of all cows, because she did get busted the other night eating hamburgers with one of her staffers. So, and she says, I do fly and I do use air conditioning, but look, this is a typical democratic model. It is a world built around do as I say, not as I do. Mm-hmm. We have a governor and we have a Senate and we have a legislature that drives around in SUVs with armed guards. They exempt themselves from the show good cause laws for concealed carry. They can get any gun they want anytime they want, and they don't have to do anything except ask for it. And yet you can't. They all are relatively wealthy. They make six-figure salaries, six figures plus, all the money they can steal from the lobbyists and the gifts and the comp trips and the free jets to China to negotiate trade deals and climate change deals and running all over the world acting important. You don't have access to any of that stuff. So believe me, when the socialists remake the state of California, and they're busy doing that right now, that's plain, that's not going to include you. You're not going to get the benefits of it. You're going to be subject to it. And that's what Cortez intends. She intends for her party to run the world, and you will be their subjects. They will be exempt from the rules that you're subject to. You will not be sovereign citizens of the United States, the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America. You will not be a sovereign citizen of the Republic of California or even the state of California. You will be one of its subjects. In fact, you are now. We've already blown it. We've already lost our liberty. And what we in Jefferson are trying to do is get it back. And here's the good news. We can. This isn't a bad news deal. This is a good news. We're awake. We're paying attention. We're gathering steam. And if people will just stand for something, we can pull it off.
Yeah, I mean, that's just absolutely correct. I mean, it's just and the simple thing, and I know that you guys do it up there in Yreka, too. Luis Gallego runs a tea party up there that has people in and local issues and all kinds of good stuff. We do that here at the Patriots meeting. In fact, last week we had in our district attorney. She was fantastic. Oh, some of the new laws are crazy. I guess that if you're, 14 through, I think it's 16, you can't be prosecuted as an adult. Oh gosh! So what happens if you're a gangster and you're out murdering people? I mean,
and that's the age they, get these kids in these gangs and initiate them.
Exactly, and I mean, just crazy stuff. But we had her in.
I can tell you right now, that's why they use them. They use children because they're not subject to the same prosecutorial conduct as adults are. Look, these guys aren't stupid. They're criminals and they're murderers and liars, but they're not stupid. And they know these laws. They know when your cops patrol and when they don't. They know that budget shortfalls mean that they won't investigate property crimes unless they catch the guy in the act. They know that your sheriff patrols during these hours and doesn't patrol during those hours. They know that if a minor commits a crime, he's not subject to the same punishment as an adult is. Let's why don't we start a thing here today where we all decide to grow up and we all decide to play by adult rules? And that is, if something is so stupid it can't be true, it probably isn't true. And once we all grow up and accept the reality of our situation, then we can start being effective in remaking that situation into one that suits us. And look, that's what this is about. It's about getting rid of ideas that don't support liberty and don't support the lives that we as the people actually have to live and pay for, and putting those ideas in place that do.
Yeah, my point was the fact that we had her in to speak, and we should have had 500 people in there. I mean, where is everybody? We have people that come in, everyone from our sheriff to our district attorney to folks coming in who are running for office. And again, we've talked about the apathy of voting. Well, we have the candidates debate in the Republican women have helped us put that on, and the also some people from the Republican Central Committee, along with the Patriots. And the Patriots put these meetings out every week. We have them every Monday night, 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonnie View Road. And we have the candidates coming in for Senate District 1. Folks, these people are going to be representing you, as long as we're in California. They're going to be representing you in your district. Don't you want to hear what they have to say? Don't you want to see if your question's going to get answered? I mean, really and truly, the apathy, Mark's absolutely right. The apathy is just allowing all these crazy things to happen, all these insane, they're taxing your water now, rainwater. You get taxed in rainwater in your property. I mean, it's unbelievable. And, Mark, you know, you've said it so many times. The apathy has just got to stop. I mean, you know, I know we're on the radio, and maybe we'd like to be a little more passionate with maybe some colorful metaphors, which we can't use, Lee. But the real deal is that you've said it so many times. I mean, the statement you made about the line in the sand, and then the statement you made, do you even have a line in the sand? You know, you've put that out there for folks. We're moving ahead with this thing. And when people thank you for what you're doing, I don't know about you, but when they thank me, I kind of go, well, how come you're not helping? What say you, my good friend?
Well, I'm not in this for thanks. I'm in this because
right.
I have a duty
right.
and I have a responsibility to secure liberty for my posterity. It's the only job the Constitution of the United States assigns ordinary citizens.
That's right.
And that is to secure to ourselves and our posterity liberty. That's our job. And if we don't do that job, no one's going to do it for us. In fact, the job of government, like any organism, is to grow and gain power. The job of the people is to stop that government from growing and gaining power. The Constitution sets very strict limits on what government is allowed to do and what government isn't allowed to do. And as Thomas Paine said, if something is not expressly written in the Constitution, it is a usurpation of power and therefore illegal. So who is minding the store? Do you seriously think anybody listening that the people in power are going to limit themselves? Tyrants never limit themselves. Tyranny never fixes itself. Dictators never fix themselves. Never, ever. In the history of the world, has a dictator stopped mid-murdering stream and said, gosh, I'm really sorry. Here's all your stuff back. I'm going to go to jail now because I'm a murdering liar. You know, you have a government in California. Their goal is to solidify power, which they've done very effectively because we have a feckless Republican Party that stands for nothing and is not willing to step out from under the tree into the bright light of day. And so we have gotten the government that we allowed, and that is a dictatorship of power that intends to take your property, take your liberty. They're already well on the way to doing it, but once again, here's the good news. We can stop this in an instant when we choose to. Why aren't more people showing up? It's our own fault. We're not reaching them. I don't know how we could reach them, because if I did, I'd already be doing it. But we need to explore ways and open to all ideas. How do we reach the ordinary guy to illustrate to him that his very grocery cupboard is in danger if the people in Sacramento are allowed to continue down the path they've already headed down?
You know,
we need to approach the ordinary guy and teach him that, you know, I'm worried about my property because I'm a rancher. And I use water to make a living, and I use water to maintain my property, and I use water for my very livelihood. People who use water to wash the dishes and wash their face, it's a little bit different story. But it is property nonetheless, and the government is coming to get your property. The government of California is already on their way. And it is no different than if a government agent knocked on your door and said, you don't need all those groceries, we're here to take about half of them. And in fact, there are a lot of those groceries you shouldn't be eating anyway, so we're going to take all of those. And on alternate Wednesdays, you'll be allowed to use the groceries in your cupboard. That's what they do to us with our water use.
Right. I know one way we can reach these people, and that is, folks, if you have a Jefferson shirt, a Jefferson hat, Jefferson button, anything to start the conversation, everywhere I go, and Win Carpenter's a great example of this. I mean, it's like he only owns one shirt. It's a Jefferson shirt, but he has many of them. same color. But point being is that, you know, you go out there and you try to reach these people. And when they come up to you and they say, oh, man, thank you so much for what you're doing, a man will stand up for a challenge. And frankly, we need real men here. And frankly, I've seen women that have stood up in many cases a lot more than the men out there when it's, hey, come help us. What, you know, oh, I don't have time. Well, make time. Do you understand that your liberty, your kids' liberty, your grandkids' liberty is all at stake in this? Do you understand what the ramifications of what these people are doing to you in Sacramento?
You can also pick a topic. In other words, we should have shirts that have a Jefferson logo, and then underneath it in big print, it says, ask me a question. and then educate yourself about something, you know, water issues, environmental issues, power, utility issues, issues of law, issues of liberty, gun rights, you know. You're free to pick a topic. We don't all have to be educated in every area. That's a pretty tough job, but you can educate yourself in the law and history and constitutional history. Pick water rights, pick water usage, pick urban issues, pick issues of crime and self-defense, Second Amendment. It doesn't matter what your issue is. Pick one and learn that topic so that you can answer questions intelligently and have an intelligent argument as to why the state of Jefferson is the way out of this mess.
Well, you're right.
And invite people. Hey, do you wonder what this is on my shirt? Ask me, and I'll tell you.
Yeah, we have that people involved. We have that kind of thing. I mean, we have a shirt that's front and back. You look like a billboard. The point is that when these people thank you, ask them, hey, how about helping us? When they thank you, hey, help us. We need your help. You need to get involved. This is your battle, too, not just my battle for you. This is our battle.
That's another aspect of it. When you say help us, and they go, how? And you don't have an answer. You know, in other words, if someone asks you for a job, have one ready to give.
Absolutely.
I would recommend that if someone in Shasta County says, hey, I'm interested, I want to help, how can I help? Say, well, the first step is show up to a meeting.
Amen.
That's the first step. Let's get you educated as to what we want it, and why we think it's important for you and your family and for ourselves and our families. Well, the first job is educate yourself. Come to our meetings, turn off the television on Monday nights, and just do this one thing. Show up to this meeting and pledge that you're going to show up 4 weeks in a row. And once we have, you know, you have a basic education in liberty and where we're going to go with this and how we intend to get there, then you guys in the committee have jobs for people. Give
Amen.
Them real worth. Mm-hmm. Issue a job that will accomplish something. And that's, quite frankly, where we fall down. We have groups of people who are ready and willing to help, but we don't have jobs for them to do.
Okay, well, with that, we've got to go off to a break. Terry G., hang on, and we'll get back to you as soon as we get off the break here. Time has come.
4:51.
Halfway across the globe and we're standing on the ground. Screaming across the waves, you can't hear a sound. There's no fair trials, no train, no liberties, no tea. We've colonized America, we won't stand for tyranny. Oh, and it's too late to apologize. It's too late. I said it's too late to apologize. It's too late.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support. The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Pays your foolish tax, read the ads, and they just won't do. We want to make it clear we believe this much is true. All men were created with certain unalienable rights. Among these, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's too late to apologize.
Wow, that was a great rendition. Anyway, that video is really awesome. Again, we'll be showing that Monday night just before the debate at 2570 South Bonneview Road, where we are having the candidates for Senate District 1. State of California, we're running. They will be at 2570 South Bonneview Road. And we live stream that. I forgot to mention this. We live stream that on Facebook. So if you're home and, you know, you want to watch it, you can watch it in on Facebook. And we'll be streaming that live. So Terry G. And Mark are both on the line here. Terry G., what say you, my dear?
Good morning. Well, first of all, I want to talk about the cows. And where we've come from the sublime to the ridiculous. But in the early 90s, I got fascinated when there was a campaign with bumper stickers reading No Moo in 92. And from that, it led me to start investigating what other products or who's or what's who emit methane. At the time, finding that wetlands, which they were trying to save at the time, environmentalists produced a heck of a lot of methane. But I want to warn you all, because I've now discovered this year that even termites emit methane. So I want to, you know, want you to think about that as we're saving, you know, all the trees and so forth and so on. So anyway, but the main reason I'm calling is to follow up about what do we do and not sit in our hands and remain idle when it comes to being active to get things to change. And I've always believed that it all starts local when it comes to politics. And Jefferson, with the assistance of actually Dauntless Communications, is having a campaign training for people who might want to run for office as well, I think it would help in how we get out the vote this in 2020. And it's going to be on April 25th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at 8062 North Lake Circle in Granite Bay. And they will review how to effective communication, issue selection, laying the groundwork, assessing the political landscape, digital communication, et cetera, et cetera. And I think this would be a good time, as frustrated as I am with our state party in particular, we do have a new chairwoman and other officers, and I'm not trusting things will change, but our intention with our Republican Central Committee is we're going to hold their feet to the fire, and we will be inviting them to speak at our Central Committee meetings, for one thing. And a lot of Central Committees are inactive in the rural counties or about to be so. So I would suggest that even as Jefferson or your Republican Central Committee, whomever, the Patriots, contact your registrar of voters and find out what offices are going to be up for election in your county. Anywhere from a fire district to a water district to a school district board, certainly city council, and board of supervisors, and begin looking now for potential candidates. If we could be more effective in each of our counties, that's a good start. And it's also a good way to get the messaging out about what Jefferson is about and, again, what the state is about to befall on everybody. So, anyway, if you want more information, you can get in contact with me, liberty_X, as in x-ray, at sbcglobal.net. I also want people to remember to, read the Jefferson Messenger will be out on Saturday, and we have two new entities for Jefferson.
We've got 2 minutes, Terry.
Okay. We have a new State of Jefferson Chamber of Commerce, and we have a State of Jefferson Youth Council. So read more about it in the Jefferson Messenger that will come out this Saturday.
And that's all good stuff. Thank you so much, my dear. Have a wonderful day,
you too.
Terry
Thank
G.
You.
Mark, we've got 2 minutes left, buddy. You want to wrap us up, my good friend?
Well, what Terry says is valid. I mean, it all starts at home, and it starts from the bottom up. So that is a way to become involved. And, yes, the Republican Party has been particularly ineffective of late, but it doesn't have to stay that way. And remember, we have about a third of the people that are Republicans, about a third of the people that are declined to state, and about 40% of the people that are liberal socialists. So all we have to do is resurrect the conservative party and attract enough declined estates back to a party that will stand for them and stand for their liberty and stand for their families and their way of life, and we could take the state back in a second. Heck, if just gun owners alone in California would vote conservative, we could take this state back at the very next election, every election we want, every day we want to have one. So, you know, it's there for us, folks. All we have to do is wake up and take it, and the time has come for 51.
Well, thanks a lot, Mark. We appreciate you. I think that everyone has heard a lot of good stuff today. I want to thank Terry G for as hard as she works. And, you know, again, at 2570 South Bonneview Road, we are having the candidates debate for Shasta County. Folks need to turn out for that. Hear the questions asked. Talk to the candidates after. You know, when if you want to be involved, and sitting home and complaining isn't a way to be involved. Sitting home yelling at your television set isn't a way to be involved. The way to be involved is to get engaged. You get engaged because time has come.
4:51.
Hey, CA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay.
It's not our bill. We have no say. You don't serve us. You serve LA.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta.